We're continuing the Shir on the Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilcha Shechita, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Yudalit. We're up to the subparagraph that begins with the words Gam Tikkun HaShechita. Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam Tikkun HaShechita hu l'sakein chet adam rishon shepogam b'emunas chachomim, kemvur b'makom acher. The act of Shechita is to correct the pegam of adam rishon, which was a pegam in emunas chachomim, as we discussed. Shaydeze migzar olav v'itzovim techalano bezeh asapecho. That's what resulted in Hashem issuing the curse that he would have to struggle for parnosa. Shehu pegam hamacholim, and the v'itzovim techalano also implies that the food will be defective. Techalano, your eating will be ba'atzvus. V'alkein ha'tikin al-yidei shechita, and that therefore the tikin is through shechita. Ki ha'sakin v'acherev shel shechita zebchinas machlokes shnei kracherev. The knife that's used for shechting symbolizes machlokes, which is also called a cherev. K'mo shekosuv cherev poschu rishoim upirush rashi machlokes, that the rishoim opened up a machlokes. The word cherev is used. Haynu machmas hanefesh kodmo b'munas hachomim. Shemishon kol machlokes, because of the fact that the soul was poigem el munas hachomim, which is the root of machlokes, ukishavoy zoch so v'tshuva b'chayeho, and when this soul of the person was not zochet to do tshuva while the person was living, azai onsho shenezgalgalo v'nefesh achai, then the punishment is that that soul is reincarnated in an animal. And it has to undergo the suffering, the pain of shechita, through the knife that's used, which is associated with machlokes. This is why it's so critical that the knife is not allowed to have any nick in it. Because Hashem wants the nefesh to have a tikkun, a rectification. Alkein tzrichin lahashlim hasakin b'li pegam. Therefore, the knife has to be perfect without any defects. Vashleimus wal yidei ha-toiro, shesho mikro ha-shleimus. And to shleimus, perfection, comes via the Torah. That's the real shleimus. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, Torah Hashem tamimo meshivas nofesh. The Torah of Hashem is complete. Tamima in this context means whole, complete, shleimus, meshivas nofesh, and it helps bring about a tikkun for the soul that's coming back. V'ze b'chinas chagur char b'chol yorich. This is where the pasuk says, "Gird your sword on your loins." B'chinas ish char boy al yorechoy mipachad aleilos. The ikra shleimus hu b'chudei shel sakin. And the main shleimus of the knife is on the sharp edge of the knife. Shehu choytei chaboso, which is what cuts the flesh. Ze b'chinas gemar hoetzo. And that sharp part of the knife, that represents the completion of the etzo. Shehu b'chinas chituch ha-halocha, which is what, when a person concludes a decision, when a person finalizes knowing what the halacha is in a certain case, pinas psak halacha, the term that's used is psak halacha. Lifsok means to cut, corresponding to that sharp edge of a knife. K'moy shirogil zeh haloshim b'divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal shechoytchen halachos. As we find, this is a common expression in the words of the Gemara, cutting halachos, cutting edge. Paragraph Tesvov. This is also the concept of the 12 ways that we check the knife, corresponding to the 12 stones that symbolize the 12 tribes. And this is also why the Gemara says that we measure the size of a pegam in the knife of the shechita is the same as what would constitute a pegam in the mizbeach. Shemamti kadin al-dei b'chinas kodesh kadoshim. Rav Ben Azal tells us in the Kutei Moran that that in order to be mamtik to din, we have to draw from the Holy of Holies in the Beis Hamikdash. Shemishom nimshach ha-hamtok ha-va-tikin shol kol ha-kabonis kulam. That's from where we draw the correction, the sweetening of the din of all the karbonis. The alkein also shehir udrasa, and this is why also in the shechita process, it's forbidden to do shehir, to pause, or drasa, to press downward. Ki also shehir otzel, because a person is not allowed to be lazy when it comes to serving Hashem. That's the concept of shehir, to pause, to go too slow. And also a person is now supposed to be careful not to try to go too quickly, to grab something before its right time. That's the concept of drosa, where instead of slicing in an upward and downward motion, he tries to press downward, to do it in a quicker, to take a shortcut in a sense. And in order for a person to be zeichet to know what's just right, what's too much, what's too little, what's just right, this is where we need Eitzah Shlema. V'zeh b'chinas chalotah. And this is tied into a third issue in Shechita, that you have to be careful that the knife should not be hidden from sight at any point in time during the Shechita. Loshen chulda. The word chalotah is similar to the chulda, the weasel, k'ma shepirush Rashi zal, as Rashi HaKadosh points out in Chulin Davtes. K'chulda zu hatchuva b'choyren. Like the weasel, which sticks itself into holes, into crevices. The pasuk in Tehillim, Hazinu kol yoshvei choled. Listen here, you who live on dry land. Choled is the term used. The Gemara says, because kol mash yesh vayabosho yesh vayam, chutz min achulda. Because we know that everything, all animals that exist on dry land have a counterpart that exists also in the water, except for the chulda. So the chulda is the symbol of dry land. And Rav Nosson Zalei asks, hold on a second. For that reason, that's the reason why we should refer to human beings as Yoshvei Cholet, for the weasel. V'chein hiksha b'pirish alein Yaakov. And so too the commentary on Yen Yaakov asks this same question. Einshom, take a look over there. Gam Amru, Rabbi Seinuzal, our rabbis tell us, Moishivi akeres habayis. The Gemara says on that posuk, Asoni bonecha kechudo shedoro beikrei habatim. Hashem says, your children have designated me like a weasel that lives in the foundations of buildings. It's strange that Kaviyocho, referring to Hashem by this term, Akeres Habayis, is comparing Hashem to the Chulda. However, as we explained earlier, the main thing that keeps the world in existence, that allows for Bechira, free choice, is Ha'alomo, the fact that Hashem is hidden, and the fact that many things are hidden, like the Chulda. Ki kamo dvorim nelmo, because there are many significant things that are hidden. Ki ikra bria b'shvil abchira, because the main purpose of the creation was for b'chira, v'abchira hi rak al yidei ha'alomo. And b'chira could only be when certain things are hidden. V'ho ikra l'ha'alois mihelem alagiloi. And one of our main missions in this world is to elevate things, to take them out of hiding and bring them to revelation. And the more we go down to lower and lower spiritual levels, the more that Hashem is hidden, or the more that the holiness is hidden. This is the concept whereby Hashem instructed us to make a Mishkan. The Mishkan is an example of where we bring Hashem, we reveal Hashem. In the Mishkan and in the Beis Mikdash, the Jews were able to witness miracles going on a constant basis. That's one example of where Hashem is revealed. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu gave instructions to Bezalel, he told them to first make the Oroin, the Kalim, and then the house, then the Mishkan. Whereas when Bitzalel did the construction, also HaMishkan Tchila, he first made the Mishkan, and then made the Kalim. Ki Moshe Tzorch Laham Shecham Toko Mi Kodesh Kadoshim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Tzadik Emes, he has to draw the Hamtoko from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the Holy of Holies. Aval achar kach tzrichin anachnu likonis lagdusha mitato leila badroga. Whereas we, the students, when we want to enter into the Kedusha, we have to start from the bottom and work our way up. Umachma shekol hashchito hu lahalois mehelam al agiloi shu michay lamedaber. And because of the fact that the concept of shchita is to elevate from hiddenness to revelation, which is from animal to human, Alkein osur chaloda. That's why it's forbidden to have chaloda take place during the shchita, that the knife should go into hiding. It should be hidden from sight. The alkein tzorch lekabel asakin mitalmid chacham. And that's why also we have to receive the shochet has to receive a knife from the talmid chacham. Ki ikar hatikun alidei talmid chacham. Because the main tikkun of the whole problem for which we do shchita is to correct the pigam in emunas chachomim, ayemunas chachomim, ayde ribu yasforim, k'moish mevorsham, as Rabbi Elazar explains in the Kutim Ran over there. Shayach l'inyan yoshvei chol adanal, ki adovo tamua morid, ma shekor kol bo yelom yoshvei chol ad, b'shvil shiosh bo yechuga. It's strange why the Pesuk, why Dovah HaMelech refers to the inhabitants of the world as yoshvei chol ad, comparing them to the Chulda. Gav loma b'mizmor zedak, and also why bedavke in this particular chapter of Tehillim, chapter Memtes, shemedaber mehavle hoylam, which speaks about the foolishness of this world, the physical world, kroy yoshvei choled al shem Chulda. He refers to the inhabitants of this world as yoshvei choled because of the Chulda. Ach ikra mashnikroyim al shem Chulda umachmas goydel haloma sheshbalim. The main reason why this world is compared to Chulda is because of the fact that the most important things in this world are so hidden, like Hashem, for example. Ki Chulda dora b'ikrei batim, because the Chulda lives in crevices in the foundations of houses. Ubo b'maru u'bachmona b'gneifa, and it comes very stealthily, you know, to steal. That's the whole concept of this physical world, which is full of narishkeit. There are many things in this world that, you know, that are foolish. And the fact that there is all of this foolishness in the world is because of the fact that Hashem is so hidden and the Kiddush is hidden. That the word hoylam is spelled without a vav, loshen ha'aloma. As our rabbis tell us, many important things that are kept hidden from mankind. Yoyim hamisa, for example, the day that a person is going to die, yoyim hanechoma, and the day when Moshiach is going to come. Ve'ein odom yodea mashe b'leiv chaveiro, and a person doesn't know what's in somebody else's heart. V'amu shom shu b'shvil kiyum hoylam. The Gemara says that this is all in order that the world should be able to exist. She'im loikein, because it were it not for this information being hidden, ein odom boina bayis, people wouldn't build homes, people wouldn't do things. V'lechoyre koshe, there seems to be a question here. My kule hai lo yitnu bayis. What would be so terrible if they wouldn't build a house? Haloi Dovid biatzmai koyri tagar ala boinim batim. Dovid himself comes out blasting those people who build houses. Kamashikosov kirbom botem oyloylam. Like he says, their graves will be their permanent homes. Kamashikosov haboinim chorovo islamo. You know, people, you know, he speaks about people who invest a lot in Olam Hazeh, and he doesn't speak positively about them. V'chein b'psukim rabin, avu be'emes hakol b'shvil ha'bchira. However, the reality is that everything in this world is for the sake of bchira. V'ikra avoydes odom lo'itzi mehelam al agiloi. And the main avoid of man is to reveal those things that need to be revealed, taken out of hiding. But it's impossible for a person to succeed in his mission in this world without the Emunas Chachamim. Ki afal pi shehu dovor poshut v'hakol yoidem zoiz shalom hazeh hu hevel avolim tzel over. Because even though on one hand it's simple, it's, everybody knows that this world is nonsense. Afal pi kein roi boi yoilom kruchim achrei havrei elam hazeh. But still, despite that, the majority of people chase the foolishness of this world. And they spend their entire lives on nonsense. And one of the main things that causes Hashem to be hidden from people and their tachlis is the fact that they're so involved in the pursuit of money and a livelihood. Al kein tzrichin tzadik godol sheyamshich chochma niflo. Therefore, we need a very great tzaddik who can draw the highest level of wisdom in order to be able to help people in this world be saved from the halama. The alkin, kishimadaber dovi, when Israel mentes migoyla hevel oilam, kemashikosu shem kirbo motim el oilam, zedakam keselomoi. And that's why, specifically in this chapter of Tehillim, chapter 49, where Dovid HaMelech elaborates on the foolishness of this world, he starts off with the words Pi Yadaber Chochmois VeHegois Libi Tvumois, referring to the great tzaddikim who have this Chochmon Bina. Because it requires tremendous Chochmah to know how to really reveal and enlighten people about this Halama. This is what the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash were about. Because the place from which the great tzaddikim draw this highest level of seichel is from the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where they draw what's needed in order to reveal these things that are hidden. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave instructions, he said the first thing that's needed is the Aron, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whereas when Bezalel actually implemented it, he made the Mishkan first. And this is why, as the Gemara tells us, everything that exists on land exists, has a counterpart in the water, except for the chuga. Because the main halomo is in this physical world, specifically on dry land where human beings live. Because the more we speak about a lower spiritual level, there the halomo is greater. Because there are four basic elements of this world: Eish, Ruach, Mayim, Ofor, fire, air, water, and dirt. V'ha'ofor nomach mikulam, and the Ofor is the lowest one. V'shom ha'alomo b'yoser, and it's on Ofor, on dry land, on dirt, that's where the greatest halomo is. Kishom yishuv ho'ilom bali b'chira, shehi ayde halomo. Because that's where human beings live, who have Bechira, and we said the main Bechira is based on Ha'alama. Shebishvil zeh nivra koel, that's why Hashem created everything, for the sake of Bechira. Vishom bebechinas ofor hi tachlis Ha'alama. Therefore, when we go to this lowest one of the four Yesodos, which is Ofor, that's where there is the greatest Ha'alama. Kishom yishuv ha'olam bari ha'bechira. Because that's where people live. Exactly. Shibishvil say Nivra Hakoil. That's why Hashem created everything for Bechira. The Shom Bebchinas Ofor Hi Tachlis Ha'alama. The Alkein Shom Daika Yeshchuda Shibchinas Klipo Chazoko Shemalemes Oemes Shua Choilet. And that's why on the Ofor, on the dry land, that's where you have the greatest Ha'alama. That's where you have this Chuda, which represents a very powerful klipa that hides the truth, which is this choled, shehu harishon mishmona shrotzim atmeim, which is the first of the eight unkosher tamei shrotzim that the Torah lists. Yalkin shon bebechina sofo shutachlis halomo ikar hatikin al yidei emuna shebechina sofo. And that's why, when it comes to the Yisoid of Ofer, where we have the greatest Halomo, there the main Tikkun is through Emuna, which is also referred to as Ofer, as Rabbeinu Zal explains. Avomayim hu gavoya yoser, whereas water represents a higher level, v'shom hascholas hisgavu sadas. When we get to water, there we're already dealing with the revelation of Das. We know that the four basic elements, Eshruach Mayim Ofor, correspond to the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, which correspond to the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Bechinas Chochmo, Ubina, Tiferes, Umalchus. The four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei correspond to the four midos that are koilel all ten spheres, which are the yud is chachma, the first hay is bina, the vav is referred to as zerampin, the six spheres of chesed through yisoid, which sometimes are referred to as tiferes. Tiferes is like an umbrella term that's koilel all six, and then you have malchus, the final one. Shehin b'chinas hashloish amoichim. The Emuna, Shibchinas Malchus. The four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei also correspond, the first three letters correspond to the three Moichin, and the fourth letter, the last Hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, corresponds to Emuna, which is Malchus. Nimsa Sheikara Hascholas Hadas Hubabchinas Mayim. So therefore we see that the beginning of Das, of Moichin, it starts by Mayim. Because we said that the three first letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud Kei Vav, correspond to the three Moichim. And also the first three letters correspond to Eish Ruach Mayim. So we see Mayim, the third one, the lowest one of Eish Ruach Mayim, corresponds to the lowest one of the Gimel Moichim, which is Das. V'alkein Nimshal HaDas LaMayim. And this is why we find that the Torah compares Das to water. That in the future the world will be filled with understanding of Hashem like the water that covers the ocean floor. V'chein ruach. V'chinas ruach chochmu bina. And we know that ruach also is associated with moichin. The concept of ruach, as the pasuk says, ruach chochma bina, ochein ruach hu bo'enosh, v'chein le'esh, and so too, v'moichin are compared to esh, v'alkein ein shom chulda, and that's why in the water you do not have the chulda, ki shom nismayit ha'aloma, there the haloma is less, avol shah bruin, yesh shom, shehen gam kein b'chinas haloma k'tzas, whereas other creations do are found in the water, because they represent a lesser level of haloma. Avu bebechinas ruach v'esh, ein sham kol kach brios. Whereas within ruach, in the air, or in fire, you don't have brios. You don't have animals or things, or you know, or anything like, or insects or anything. Ki kol habrios ma'alimim. Because all the different forms of creation, they disguise Hashem in a sense. Avlal yodom ikra hizgalus. And yet through them comes the main revelation. Ki hahelam b'shvil hagilui. Because the disguise, the covering is in order that there should be a revelation. Sheze ikra b'chinas habchira. This is the whole concept of habchira. Shemi shezeich elamu b'nisoyim u'leshaper habchira. Because this is the whole concept of Bechira, that a person who is Zoche to pass the tests of this world and to break the Bechira, that person is zoche to reveal Hashem through the fact that there was a haloma, through the fact that there was such a great haloma, he's able to bring forth the light from the darkness, in a sense. We mentioned many times that in order to appreciate light, you need darkness. In order to appreciate colors, you need a dark background, in a sense. So here also, the haloma is what makes the gilui so profound, so special.